The Tale of Troy by Roger Lansling Green. This book is read by Edward Lewis. Chapter 1. The Marriage of Peleus and Thetis. For late between them rose a bitter strife in Peleus' halls upon his wedding day, when Peleus took him an immortal wife, and there was bidden all the gods array, save discord only, yet she brought dismay, and cast an apple on the bridal board. Andrew Lang, Helen of Troy. To the ancient Greeks, the siege of Troy was the greatest and most important event in the age of the heroes, that age of wonder when the immortals who dwelt on Olympus and whom they worshipped as gods mingled with mankind and took a visible part in their affairs. The fall of Troy marks the place where legend ends and history begins. Yet that great adventure had its beginnings in the early myths of the making of the world, for the tale of Troy starts with the story of Prometheus. Now Prometheus was a titan, a giant out of the earliest ages of the world who was himself an immortal, and although he lacked the powers of Zeus, he could do what even Zeus could not. He could foresee the future. Also he had the power of love, which at first Zeus lacked, and this love was given to humankind, to the poor mortals on this earth whom he had helped to fashion. In the days before man was made, so the old stories said, Zeus fought and overthrew his own terrible father, Cronos, a horrible ogre who swallowed his children in case they should rebel against him. Prometheus helped Zeus in this righteous war, and helped him also to make mankind to people the devastated earth. But then, out of his great love, Prometheus disobeyed Zeus and stole fire from heaven as a gift to man, which should make him second only to the immortals.